Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. Do you think they're afraid of it? They don't know what they're doing, or they just don't want to do it?
What's wrong
yeah,
with
maybe
that?
They just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about ejaculation a minute ago. I met one woman who was really disgusted at the idea of female ejaculation, you know, but other women I know absolutely love it. So.
Right, exactly.
Female ejaculation is when they pee on you, right?
No.
Slap that
That's
man.
Why I know, dude, I try. If I could reach him now, I would slap him.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that. Okay, so those are the emails we have for today, and I just want to delve into your book here. Okay.
Yes.
Micaiah Hart, The Ultimate Guide to Orgasm for Women. It is chock full of orgasm tips, all about the orgasm, how to become orgasmic for a lifetime. So tell me about writing this book, your process.
You know, what inspired me to write it was that as a lesbian, I'd slept with a lot of women and I'd had some just, I mean, women are so incredibly different and there is so little good information about the variety.
Right.
And so I felt that needed to be talked about. And then also the female ejaculation thing, there so needs to be more information out there about that. And I was in a sexual healing group with some other women because I was molested when I was a kid and I was addressing conflict I had around sex. And that in that group, it was so wonderful because we just talked about sex over a period of months and actually years. We talked about sex in absolute detail and what worked and what didn't and why and what it felt like and how things had changed and how we responded. And it just really made me realize that we need to talk more. So, I mean, if there's one thing that I hope will happen as a result of this book, I hope that women will start talking more. Actually, I hope men will start talking more.
Right, exactly.
Everyone will.
I hope everyone just keep talking about it.
It would change the world.
I trust what you have to say.
He does because you're a lesbian. He always says lesbians, gay men should teach about oral sex for men.
Yes,
and lesbians
absolutely.
Should teach about oral sex for women. Men, I knew he was so excited.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When a woman goes up and say, oh, this is how you should give a blowjob to a man, she doesn't know how it feels.
No. Right.
Yeah.
It's a different thing when you've experienced it from both sides.
Yeah.
It's quite a different thing.
So, okay, so this book, you interviewed women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they were very in-depth interviews. I mean, they were ongoing interviews that, you know, I'd sit down and talk with somebody and tape the talk for a couple of hours. And then I'd go back and call them up, you know, because as I was writing, things would come up and questions like, you know, do you feel contractions in your uterus when you come? And all that. I mean, all kinds of questions, everything that.
Amazing. I mean, you cover everything in here. This is great. Some of the,
Well, but the thing is, women are so different that there are experiences that women have that are not in this book. You know, I actually really wish that we'd see more books of this kind that are composed from interviews with women. Because
Can I ask you, I know this is your baby since you put it together from beginning to end, and I run into this problem when I talk to musicians and I ask them what's their favorite song on their album, but what is one of the favorite topics? One that you kind of like
you know, I think ejaculation and Jesus.
Let's get into that then.
So exciting. Yes.
Let's get into female ejaculation.
Yes. Okay, now let me, I'm going to read from the book here.
Okay.
The book
I'm
is
glad
full
you
of
answered
quotes.
It right away.
Yeah.
I couldn't even finish my
I mean, sentence. I could choose a lot, right?
Yeah.
But really, you know, I'll tell you first, my first experience of ejaculation, my first personal experience of a woman ejaculating, I was sitting between her legs and she hit me in the chest with a spray of fluid. I mean, I had never heard of ejaculation before, but I was like, this is awesome.
This is
so hot. You know, it's so exciting.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then I started talking with other women and finding all kinds of.
Because you want to do it more. You're like, I need to figure out.
Yes. And then I also learned how to do it myself. I do want to say one thing. Ejaculation certainly seems to be associated with the G-spot, but some women have ejaculated all their lives. There's one woman who's actually a good friend of mine, so I know a lot about her sex life. She's now 62. When she was 15, she never had sex. She just reached puberty. She never had sex. She didn't know what sex was. She'd never masturbated. She never had an orgasm. She was really into horses, and she was watching a horse race for the first time in her life. She was present there. As the horses crossed the finish line, she got so excited, and she felt this very intense sensation in her pelvic area and a flooding down her legs. And she'd had an ejaculatory orgasm without wow. any stimulation at all. And that's what she does. All her orgasms are ejaculatory orgasms. Wow. And she doesn't like having the clitoral head touched, and she doesn't find it enjoyable.
Right.
See, that's why I believe, you know how I joke around all the time, how to make a woman orgasm? You buy them a Louis Vuitton purse. See, it's possible. If she can... She can ejaculate off a horse winning a race.
Well, Mendes, let me know how that goes for
I'm
you.
I'm just saying.
Buy a
Gucci bag or a Chanel bag, it could happen.
It could happen. You never know what's going to excite women.
Point proven once again.
Okay.
Let me read these.
Please do.
So these are both from the questionnaire. And one of the questions in the questionnaire was, do you ejaculate? So this woman wrote, after we'd been having sex, there was always a big wet spot in the bed, and of course I always thought it was him. Much later, when I'd broken up with him, another man told me that he could feel me squeezing fluid past his penis when we were having intercourse, and I realized that the wet spot was me. So in other words, she'd been having sex for years without knowing that mm-hmm. she was ejaculating. Then another woman responded to the questionnaire by writing no, and she came back, and she crossed out the no and wrote, well, this is interesting. I was completely unaware of ejaculating until I filled in your questionnaire and then talked to my husband. He informed me, with surprise that I hadn't already realized, that I ejaculate profusely when I'm highly orgasmic, usually with oral stimulation. In other words, not G-spot stimulation. Mm. I said, I thought all that wetness was just spit. No, 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 said he.
That is great.
Isn't that amazing?
Do you think, I know you're going to keep reading, but... Women ejaculate, but it doesn't necessarily mean they have an orgasm, right? They're not connected.
No, exactly. And this next...
okay, good. Keep going.
I mean, it is for some women.
Right.
But this next one is very interesting. I ejaculate from vaginal stimulation only when my vagina is dilated and very wet. The ejaculation makes me too wet to orgasm, and everything relaxes. Sensation is gone, and I hardly notice any further stimulation.
Mm.
Now, I think that one of the things that we can get from this is that the concept of a clitoral orgasm is what most of us consider to be orgasm.
Right.
And in truth, if we talked about sex as much as I think we should, we would have 20 different words for orgasm, and there would be much more openness to experiencing other peaks of excitement as orgasm. We tend to have this one thing that we think, this is an orgasm.
Right.
And it's not the case. And I personally have had the experience, and I met many other women who have had the experience of having great sex without having anything that I could label as an orgasm. Although, as I said, I think that if we started really, if we didn't have this expectation of what an orgasm is, then we might start defining mm-hmm. orgasm
differently. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
It's like the Eskimos with snow. You should have more words for orgasm.
Yeah, that's right.
So what about women who say, I can't have an orgasm? Like they can't even have it through a vibrator. They can't have it alone. They just think they're we like to say they're pre-orgasmic, right? Because it's possible. Mm-hmm. Have you come across women who are like they've tried everything and they can't orgasm? Or
There are certainly women who do that. And a few of the women that I spoke with said they have. Actually, not just that they have never had an orgasm, but in some cases that they – women go through phases in their lives, and they seem to be going through a phase when they can't orgasm. You know, I think the real...
And you don't believe that's mental?
I think it's impossible to differentiate between the mental, the psychological, mm-hmm. the physical, the emotional, and everything else. Mm-hmm. And I certainly think that when women are going through some very intense emotions, they may find that their sexual responses are completely different from... You know, it's like the energy that's flowing through them wants to manifest as emotion and not as a sexual orgasm,
right.
You know. I mean, it's difficult to talk about. We don't have enough words to describe what's going on. But I do absolutely think that if a woman wants to be sexual but is having trouble having an orgasm, she needs to completely take the focus off the concept of orgasm, forget completely about the concept of orgasm, and just concentrate on what feels good to her.
Mm-hmm.
And no orgasm.
So you think it is possible for women, I think we have to say this, it is possible for women to have good sex if they're not having an orgasm.
It absolutely is more than possible. I think it's actually pretty common.
It's really common, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, and the guys gets bummed out or her partner gets bummed out, oh, you didn't have one, I failed, you failed.
Yeah.
And I just think we have to take that whole messaging out around it. Right?
Absolutely. Get rid of that concept of success and failure. It has no place when it comes to sexual desire.
Exactly. So do you think that a lot of women fake orgasms, and why do you think they do it?
I do think there's enormous numbers of women who fake orgasm. And I think the main reason why they do so is because they either can't or just really don't want to try to explain why they haven't had one. I think that's – I mean, sometimes it's because the sex they're having is boring and they want to end it. And, you know, that's the easiest and quickest way to end it without anybody getting offended. But
right.
I do think for an enormous number of women it's that they don't know how to and don't want to go to the trouble of explaining. They want to please their partners.
Right, exactly. They want to please their partners.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.